the Tani Rishayna, the one that calls her the first wife, Loi Mishtabish. He's not making a mistake. My Rishayna, what does it mean she's the first one? Rishayna Lenefila means she's the first one that fell to him. So Rashi says it means Shenofla Rishayna Liyibum, Kaidemus Lezu, Bepam Rishayna, like she already fell to Levi once before. Like the case was the first brother died, and then the third brother Levi was born. Now when Levi was born, Reuven's wife really is the Yavama. Just to him, she's an Erva. So that lady, Reuven's wife, fell like to Levi once already, and she was an Erva. Now Shimon, the second brother, was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. And now when Shimon dies, that wife again is falling to Levi, so it's called Rishayna, means she already fell once to Levi already. That's why she's called Rishayna. Now, this is my Rishayna. Rishayna in the Fila, she fell already once. Oman de Tonishnia, the one that calls Reuven's the first brother's wife, Ashnia, second one, is also Le Mishtabish, is not making any mistake. Why? My Shania, what does it mean, the second one? Shania Lenesuin. It means she's the second one that the second brother married. Again, Reuven, the first brother, died, and Lamaisa Shimon, the second brother, was Miyabma. So when Shimon was Miyabim, the first brother's wife, this was like his second wife he took. So look, we're naming on now, Shimon already had one wife, and now when his older brother Reuven died, Shimon married his brother's wife. So that's called Shania LeShimon, means this is Shimon's second wife. So Gemara asks, is that true? Does that have to be? Mila Yaskinan, can't we also be talking about the Yavam that no, first Reuven died, and Shimon wasn't married yet. So Shimon, the second brother that was alive, the same time Reuven was alive, was Miyabim's wife, the Yibim, that first Shimon married Reuven's wife, the Yachakach Konas, and then Shimon had a second wife. So it could be that the Yavama is only the Rishayna, not Shimon's second wife. Who says it has to be Shimon's second wife? Maybe it's Shimon's first wife. So if so, why do we call Reuven's wife the first Yavama or Shania? Why is she called the second one? So Gemara says, Elamai Shania, you know why she's called the second one? That means Shania Benesuyin. That means she's the second one of being married. Trashi. Elashnia Benesuyin, Shenisa Shnei Pomim. That's what it means. This is the wife that was married already to his two brothers. That's what it means, Shania. Achas Labal, the Achas Liyavam. She was first the wife of Reuven, the first brother's wife. Then when Reuven died, Shimon married her. So Shania means this lady was married to two brothers. And now when Shimon dies, this wife falls to Levi. And to Levi, she's an Erva. Even though because of Shimon, there would have been a Mitzvah Yibum, but she's an Erva from way before already, because she was once Reuven's wife, that's Levi's brother, and the halacha is that Eisha Sach is an Erva, there's only a Heta B'Mokim Yibum. Mokim Yibum means when the two brothers lived at the same time. Here Levi was not alive the same time Reuven was alive. There's no Mitzvah Yibum on Levi to Reuven's wife. Therefore Reuven's wife remains an Erva to Levi. So now after Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, now when Shimon dies, so it's called his wife, which is also Reuven's wife, is fallen to Levi, she's called an Erva. So the kids of that wife could either be called Rishayna or be called Shania. Both names apply to Reuven's wife. That's a Tzaras Erva. She's a Tzaras Erva. No, since Reuven, since Shimon was married to the Erva, so Negea to Levi now, just like Levi can't marry the first one's wife, and that right, so what then the Tzaras also, that's the case of the first Mishnah. That's cool, the Tzaras Erva. Now the Gemara says, Eishes Achish Tohoye B'Yolomoy Heichi Ksiva. Where does it say in the Torah such a Chsarin? Where does it say in the Torah that you have two brothers, and one brother dies, that the second brother is only a Mitzvah Yibum if he was alive the same time the first brother was alive? Where does it say in the Torah if the second brother, the third brother is born after the first brother dies, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum? How do we know this? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says like this. It says in the Parsha of Yibum, the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, when two brothers are living together. That means, Shohoi Solehem Yeshiva Achas Bielam, that they were alive together. So when you have two brothers that were alive at the same time, and then one brother dies and he has no children, there's a mitzvah on the second brother to be miyavim his wife. But in the case that Reuven dies, and then Reuven's mother gives birth to another son, so now Reuven has a brother after Reuven died, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's not called Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. So Darshan Prat, Leishis Achiv, Shlehoyev Yolomai. Now, Yachtov, another drush with Darshan from Yachtov is Miyuchadim Benachla. It has to be two brothers that Yarshan have the Yerusha together. They Yarshan one another. Prat, Leachiv Menaim. Lafuke, it's not the case where two brothers from the same mother. If they have two different fathers, but the same mother, there's no halacha of Yerusha. When one brother dies and there's no other Yerushim, the other brother is not, does not Yerush him. Yerusha goes after the father. So what type of brothers is there a mitzvah Yibum? Only if they have the same father. But if they only have the same mother but different fathers, there's no mitzvah Yibum. That's the Lashon Yachtov. There's only a mitzvah Yibum when the brothers also share a Yerusha together. Yashim one the other. If one brother can yashim the other brother. But in the case where they're only brothers from the same mother, if one dies, there's no din Yerusha, who are din, there's no mitzvah yibum. Rabbi Roma, Rabbi says, Achin minav. How do we know that the mitzvah yibum only applies to two brothers that have the same father? Yalef ach v'ach mibnei Yaakov. We learn it out, it says the word Achim here by Yibum, Ki Yesh V'Achim Yachtov, and it says the word Achim by Bnei Yaakov. So just like over there, the 12 Shevatim, they were brothers only from the same father, not from the same mother. So you see, brothers are from the same father. Drashi Ach V'Achva, here it says Ki Yesh V'Achim, and there it says, Shnei Maser Achim Bnei Avinu, that were 12 brothers from the same father. So you see, brothers mean the same father. So that's more saying, Ma lahalin minav, just like by the Bnei Yaakov, they're only brothers from the same father and not from the same mother. Still, that's called Achim brothers. V'loy minayim, is Afkan, the same thing here, the mitzvah yibum, minav. The main thing is they have to be brothers from the same father. V'loy minayim, but it's not enough if they're only brothers from the same mother. That's not enough. What the ikar is, you have to be brothers from the same father. For the Gemara, maybe not like that. V'leilav achva achva marois. Why don't we learn out brother from the Pasha of Arroyas? And by Arroyas at Rashi, Ervas Eshes Achicha. That the Pasuk says, your brother's wife is also to you. We'll see later in the sixth Perek, Tiafilo Achicha Menaim, V'loi Menoav. There we darshan clearly by Arroyas, even though it's only your brother from the same mother. He had two different fathers, still your brother's wife is also to you. So Melo, why don't we learn out Mitzvah Yibum from the Din Arroyas of Eshesach? Maybe, just like by two brothers from the same mother, there's an Issa not to marry his wife. Maybe B'mokim Yibum, when the brother has no children, maybe there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Sumar says, no, Dan and Achim Meyachim, let's learn out, brother, the word Achim that it says by Yibum, from the word Achim that it says by Bnei Yaakov, V'yein Don and Achim Meyachicha, and don't learn out from the word from Arroyas. There the Pasuk says Ochicha, Eshes Ochicha. It doesn't say the word Achim, it says the word Ochicha. So even though it means the same thing, your brother, but since it's a different way of saying it, would rather learn out from the same type of word. For the Gemara, no, from Exeirah Shava, Mainaskim, you know, what's the difference? Ha'atonah the very Yishmael. We learned that Tonah the very Yishmael said, we make Exeirah Shava, the point Pasuk says, V'shav HaKoin, by a child of a neg in a house. When the coin will return, another person says Uvoha coin. Also means the same thing. The coin will return. So we learn out one pasha from the other pasha that Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Biyat. Same thing. Vishov and Uvo mean the same thing. So we see, even though it's different way of saying it, since it means the same way, you can make a Gzerah Shava. And there it's halacha what you have to do to the house. Rashi says, Malahalan cholitz v'koitz v'tach. You have to break out the stones that have the negah and then smear this new cement over it. The same thing in both parshas. So I call upon him, you see, you can make a gezeirah shava, even though the words are not written exactly like, as long as they mean the same thing. See, here also, achim and achicha mean the same thing, so let's rather learn out the mitzvah yibum applies even to a brother from the same mother. Learn it out from achicha that it says by royas. So Gemara answers, no, Poshid. Hani mili, when do we say v'shav en ubo? Hecha de leka midi de domile. When you don't have another place to learn out exactly alike, then you can learn out even though it's not exactly alike. Like there by Negoyim, v'shav en ubo. Aval hecha de ika midi de domile, but when you have a choice to learn out the word achim from another word achim, mamish exact same word, then avada the svar is mididomile yalfinun. We learn it out from the same words, and not from achicha, which is a different word. As if there wouldn't have been another place of achim, you could learn out achim from achicha. But over here, since there is another word achim by Bnei Yaakov, and it says achim by Yibum, we learn out one from the other, only brothers from the same father, and not from the same mother. Not if they're only brothers from the same mother. But Havad, if they're brothers, they're both the same parents, Havad is a mitzvah yibim. For the Gemara Nukasha now. For Leil of Achva, Achva Milait? No. Let's learn out, you know what a brother is called? Even your uncle is also called a brother. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, that Avram Avinu when Lot was called Achim, even though Lot was only Avram's nephew. It was Avram's brother's son. So you see, a nephew and an uncle is also called brothers. So maybe learn out there's a mitzvah yibum. If your uncle dies, a nephew has a mitzvah yibum. Learn out from Lloyd that you see the word achim applies to a nephew, to an uncle. And the Gemara know, mistavra mibnei Yaakov hevle lamelef. It's more mistavra, it's more of a svara to learn out the word achim that it says by yibum from the word achim that it says by bnei Yaakov. Mishum de musni, because over there it's an extra word. But when it says the word Achim by Bnei Yaakov, it's extra. Midhevele lemichtav shnei moser avodecha. Bnei Yavinu, it just should have said, we are 12 slaves of you. Bnei Yavinu from one father. Uksiv Achim, for what purpose did the Pasuk have to say, we're brothers? So the word Achim by Bnei Yaakov is extra. Shemamina lafnuye. So Shemamina, it's extra to teach us that you want to know what does the word Achim by Mitzvah Yibba means. The word Achim by Mitzvah Yibba also means brothers from the same father. Nothing more says, V'yitzvach l'michtav Achim, V'yitzvach l'michtav Yachtav. We need Taka both Tzukim. Even when the rabbi says, how do we know brothers mean from the same father, from Achpachim the Yaakov? And before we had a drosh of Yachtav, Yachtav also taught us the same drosha, that Yacht before meant Mishem Yechadim Benachlo, only brothers that Yashin, that inherit one another, and that's only brothers from the same father. So what do we need two droshas for? A drosha of Yachtav and a drosha of Achim. So Gemara says, yes, we need both. Itzrach lemichtav Achim, Yitzrach lemichtav Yachtav. The cost of Rachmona Achim, if the Pasuk only would have said the word Achim, so have a min, I would have thought, Leil of Achva Achva Miloit. That's the way. Maybe clearing out from light. Notice, even though before we just gave a teretz, but maybe learn out the word achim from light, that a nephew to an uncle is also called brothers. Maybe you tell me loy mafni, that no, we just gave a teretz, that by Bnei Yaakov the word achim was extra. So that's why we make the zereshav over there. And not from light, lechura balert, the word achim is not extra. So don't learn out from Lot. Gemara says, no. La yafnu yamafnu. Hata even by Lot also, the word Achim is also extra. Midhevel elamichta. The Pasuk just should have said, Reim, just should have said. Uksiv Achim. And the Pasuk says, Achim by Lot. It says, Ki anoshim Achim anachnu. It could have just said, Ki anoshim Reim anachnu. Why by Lot and Avram did it say the word Achim anachnu? Shemamin elafnu yay. It's an extra word. So Mela, I would have thought, it says the word Achim by Yibum. And how do we know what the word Achim means? Maybe learn it out from Lot, that brothers mean even an uncle and a nephew is also called brothers to be a Mitzvah Yibum. And therefore, Kosar Rachmoni Yachtov, the Pasuk says, Okiyeshvu Achim Yachtov, Yachtov together means, Ham Yuchodim Ben Achlam, that they have to Yashin one another, they inherit one another, which means one brother dies, the other brother Yashins him if he has no sons, and that's only brothers from the same father. Brothers from the same mother don't yashim one another. So good, Shratik Mar, now let us just say the word yachtav then. Mar says, no, because of Rachmoni yachtav, the Torah only would have said the word yachtav, havamin, I would have thought, the miyachtei ba'abu v'ima. I would have thought you have to be brothers, mamish from the same parents, you have to have the same father and the same mother. There's the mitzvah yibum. But if you only have the same father and different mothers, maybe there's no mitzvah yibum. Tzricha, That's why I need the word Achim now to teach us. No, you learn an Achim from Yaakov, that a kopon of the same father is enough. You don't need the same mother also. Shadi Gemara, what kind of Havim is that? From Ehechi Taisi, why in the world would I think that for Mitzvah Yibum, he should have to have the same parents? The two brothers have to have the same mother also. Why would I think like that? Yibum b'nachla tole rachmona. The Torah is tole Yibum and the mitzvahs of Nachla, the Rashi says. From Ehechi Taisi, the Rashi, to Lema, what's the Havim? Why would I have thought to say, Adam Yachti Bava Vima, that you have to have the same parents to make a Mitzvah Yibum? V'yibum b'nachla talya, the Rashi. The pasuk says, Yokum Hashem Ochiv, Hameis. The Mitzvah Yibum is to wake up, like take over the place of your brother that died. V'yukmina l'kama, we dash it later. Hashem Ochiv means l'nachla, that you yashin your brother. She'yorish ha'miyabim kol nichsi hameis. When you miyabim your brother, you yashin all his nechosim. V'yenachim chokim imoy. And the other brothers don't get a chelik of it. So you see, the Yikka Mitzvah Yibum is, when you miyabim, you take over the Nachla. So Pshita, we know Nachla is totally in the same father. So it would be enough to have two brothers from the same father. Like, what's the Havim? You know, why do I need a Pasuk of Achim to teach us it's enough the same father, not the same mother? Why would I think they have to have the same mother also? And the Gemara, there's more questions. And the Din Yerush is telling the same father and not telling the same mother. So what's the Havamina that you would think maybe you have to have the same mother also? So Morin says, yes. Itzvach, I need the Pasuk. Because in Havamina I would have thought, yes. Salko daita chaminach. Ho yo v'chidishu. The komishtori erbegadei. L'maisa yibm is a tremendous chidish. Because what's going on here? Your brother is dying. His wife is an erva to you. Eshe sachas ofa. If they have children, you're not allowed to marry her. So what's going on? And now that your brother has no children, there's a mitzvah to marry you. It's a tremendous chiddush. Same, I would have thought, you can't ask any questions then. I would have thought the pasuk says, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Yachtov maybe means you have to have purely the same parents, mother and father. Don't ask no questions why. It's a chiddush. I would have thought that's what you need. Tzricha. The only reason why I say not like that is because the pasuk says Achim. And we learn out the word Achim from Achim Yaakov, from Achim to Bnei Yaakov. That just like over there, the 12 Shvatim are called Achim because they're the same father, even though not the same mother. So mainly Mitzvah Yibum applies, albeit you have the same father, even though you don't have the same mother. So that's how we know these halachas. Now the Gemara goes a new sugi now. A sugi about Zika. Lul Hakdama, we know Zika is called, again, when your brother dies, and he had a wife, and he had no children, so there's a mitzvah yibum now. That means that wife now falls to the other brothers. There could be one brother, two or three brothers. So Zika is called, a little bit, it's attached like. Zika means she's attached to the brothers. So it's a question, is Zika like Kedushin or not? There's a machlekes here, the old, yay Zika, rain Zika. Before any brothers do anything, just the brother died. His wife now, do we say yay Zika, that his wife is like attached to the brothers now? Or do we say, ain't Zika, she's not attached at all to the brothers. Gemara says, Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav. Shemeris Yavim Shemesa. You have a Shemeris Yavim means one brother, he has other brothers died. Now his wife is a Shemeris Yavim. None of the brothers did anything to her yet. Now the other brothers, he says, Mutta B'yima. You should know one of the other brothers, they're allowed to marry her mother. In other words, your brother's mother-in-law, the other brother's allowed to marry. Reuven died, and Reuven had a wife. Now Shimon, the brother, if he wants to, he's allowed to marry Reuven's wife's mother. He's allowed to. So Alma, what do we see? Ksaber ain't Zika. That Rafunam Amarav holds ain't Zika. In other words, even though your brother Reuven died, and his wife now, there's a mitzvah yibum for you to be miyabim her. But Kolzaman, you didn't marry her, you're not attached to her at all. She's not called your wife at all yet. So you're still a free man. If you want, you can marry her mother. You're not married to her at all yet, so you're allowed to marry her mother. Once you marry her mother, true, then you can't do Mitzvah Yibum anymore. Then you're Mavat to Mitzvah Yibum. But I call upon him, since he owes Ein Zika, when your brother dies, his wife is not attached to you at all yet. If you're Miyabma, then she becomes your wife. But before you're Miyabma, he owes Ein Zika. Freddy Gemara of Olay Malach Gedivra Yom Rein Zika. Why didn't Rav Huna Marav say clearly? Halach is Ein Zika. What do you have to say this case that Shemeres Yavam dies? You should know the other brothers let him marry her mother. Let him just say Ein Zika. So Mara says, no, that alone wouldn't be enough. If he would have just said the loch of Ein Zika, I would have thought, Hani Mili betray. That's only if one brother died, but there are two brothers alive. So the wife now falls to two brothers, so there we don't know which brother is going to marry her, so she's not attached to either one of them. Avo Bechad, but let's say there are only two brothers, and one brother died, so we know for sure which brother has to be Miyabna. Maybe then I would think Yezika, that when the brother dies, his wife is called attached to the other brother. So, therefore he can't just say Ein Zika, he has to say this case. For the Gemara of Olam, let him say no, let him speak out clearly. Let him say clearly, Halach is even when there's only one brother left, still there's no Zika. Still, the wife is not called attached to you yet. If you want to, you could marry her mother, you could marry her sister, before you miyabma. Gemara says no. In Yomach, if you would have said like this, Havamina afilu mechayim, I would have thought even when she's still alive. Kamash malon. Liyacha mis in mechayim loy. Why? Mishum diyosa levato mitzvah yivam. It's also to mevato mitzvah yivam. Right. Morris said again that a yom ahochi, if you would have answered, ein zika ela bechad, have a min, I would have thought, afilo mechayim, even when they're still alive. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon liyacha mis in mechayim loy. Have a min, afilo mechayim means like this, even right now, when the brother died, now his wife falls to you, Liyibim. Now you have a choice now. The mitzvah for you is to marry your brother's wife. We're saying, let's say you marry her mother, the Kedushin is Chal. But are you supposed to do that? Or are you allowed to do that? No. That you're not supposed to do that. Because Lamaitza, there is a mitzvah Yibim. So you're supposed to be Miyabim. So he doesn't want to say the Loshin Stam Ein Zika. Because if he would have said purely Ein Zika, he would have thought, Afilo mechayim, even when the Yavam is alive, you're also allowed to go to marry the mother. Kamash Blon is telling us not like that. Liyacha misin just means again, first your brother dies. See if his wife falls liyibum. Let's say now 5 days later your brother's wife dies. She dies. So nafkamina, if you hold ye zika, you are attached to her, you are like married to her a little bit. Once you marry your wife's mother is also tuli erlum. Even if your wife dies, your mother-in-law still has it to you. So it's telling the Chiddush here not like that. Here, when the Yavama dies, when your brother's wife dies, then you're allowed to marry her mother. Because we hold Ein Zika. So when your brother died, her wife was not attached to you at all. She's not called that she's married to you. So therefore, he's telling us like this. Kol Zaman, she's alive, there's a mitzvah Yibum. Avad, you're not supposed to marry her mother. Because he holds the mitzvah Yibum, you go and be Miyabma. Just as Chiddush is, when she dies though, then you are allowed to marry her mother. Because even though she fell Liyibum, but we hold Ein Zika. That's why Rav Huna Marav once said it's halach. He says, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa. Very good. Only when she dies. After she dies, then Mutibima. Then you're allowed to marry her mother. But Kol Zaman, she's alive. The din is you're not supposed to marry her mother. Even though there's Ein Zika, like we're saying though, there's a mitzvah Yibum though. Your brother died, there's a mitzvah now for you to marry his wife. What kind of business is this to go marry her mother? You're supposed to be Miyabim her. So Kol Zaman, she's alive, you're not allowed to marry her mother. You're supposed to be Miyabim her. He's just saying that if she dies, before you Miyabim her, you had no Zika at all to her, you weren't married to her, therefore you're allowed to marry her mother. That's what I'm saying about. Abamina filma kvashvulon liyachem misin mechayim loy mishum why the also levato mitzvah yivamim. Because it's also to be mevato to take away the mitzvah. So, right, tonight we learned like this. There's a Gemara later that says, Yevim toy shemesa. In the case that your yivama dies, again, your brother dies first and left over a wife. And now the wife dies before the brothers makes yibum. The locher is muta biachoisai. You should know you're allowed to marry her sister. You're allowed to marry your sister. So chur the diyuk is biachoisin. You're only allowed to marry your yavama's sister. But the imaloi mashma when the yavama dies, even though you didn't make any yibum to her yet, still we hold yezika. It's considered like you were married a little bit to her. That even though she dies, her mother is also to you. Now that's the difference. your wife's sister is only also to you kol zaman your wife is alive. When your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that when the Yavama dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. Mashma, her mother, you're not allowed to marry. Why? The Chutz Mashma, because we hold Yezika. So as soon as your brother died, you're a little bit married to his wife. So even though she dies, you're not allowed to marry her mother. So it's Mashma, not like Rav Mashma Yod Yezika. So Mara says, Loi, that don't make the deed like that. I'll tell you really, who Adin, the same Allah replies, the Afilu Bima. Even in the case when the Yavama dies, when your brother's wife dies now, you're allowed to marry her mother. Because we hold Ein Zika. You were not married at all to her. Just the idea of the Tony Reisha, since the beginning of that Mishnah says, Ishtoi Shemeset, starts off saying, what's the law if your wife dies? Mutav Yachoysa. You're allowed to marry her sister. So there the deed is good. The Yachoysa in, Havabim Aloi. But when your wife dies, it's still us of you to marry her mother. The loch isha bita, that's also li'elam. The hevelay isura diraisa, that's also midiraisa. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Therefore, the sefer, toninami sefer, mutab yachoysa. Therefore, the sefer, when it once talks about a yivama, when your brother died, and then his wife dies, it also says the same way, that your mutter with her sister. But who adin avadi your mutter to marry her mother also? Because we hold ain't zika, you are not married to her at all. Now, this is so far Rav Huna Amar Rav. Now, Rav Yehuda holds not like that. Rav Yehuda Amar Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Again, first your brother died. There was a mitzvah Yibum, and then she died. Is also bima. The halacha is the other brothers, even before they made Yibum, now they're not allowed to marry her mother. Why? Al Maksav Yezika. Rav Yehuda holds Yezika. So therefore, as soon as your brother died, it's considered all the other brothers are a little bit attached, a little bit married to her. So even if she dies, they're not allowed to marry her mother. Because that's called your mother-in-law. Why didn't Rav Yehuda say clearly, Halach is ki yezika? So Mar says, if you would have just said this Lashon HaVamina, I would have thought, maybe only if your brother dies and there's only one other brother left over. So since she, like, we know clearly which brother is supposed to be Miyabim, there we consider like she's attached to him. Avo betrayed, but maybe if two brothers are left over alive, Ein Zika, then the old Zain Zika, that's why we want to say this Lashon, no. For the Gemara of Oki, Pligi, betray Pligi. The Ika Machlik is about Ye Zika and Ein Zika is a case of two brothers. So let him pass on that man the yom that it says Yezika Afilu when there are two brothers left over. So Mar says Eli Yomar Hochi. Mar says like this Eli Yomar Hochi. We would have said like this Halachas Ki Yezika.